This week's podcast is brought to you by Draft.com. On Draft, you could do live fantasy drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waive it wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part? You play for cold, hard cash and get paid the next day. Drafts start from $1, so there's a draft for everyone. For all our podcast listeners, you use the promo code BETTINGMAN, and you will get one free bet the first time you sign up. That sounds like a really good deal to me. Go to Draft, put in our word, BETTINGMAN, and start having a hell of a time. This week on If I Was a Betting Man, John is gone and mayhem has come to the Betting Man podcast room. We have my dear friends Richie and Rob, and we will be talking about baseball, basketball, soccer, and who the hell knows what else. Some movies in there. We're going to just have a good time. And John, I apologize in advance on If I Was a Betting Man. How we doing?
Good. Feeling good.
Feeling good? this is different. This is our 29th week. Hello, Josh. Hello, everyone. And John is here. He's probably nervously waiting to see how much we fuck this up, but hopefully
John,
we don't.
I'm sorry in advance, John. I love your work.
I have my friend Richie Esco here and my friend Rob Valerio, two of my closest and dearest friends. Mm. And we're going to talk some sports, but mostly we're going to talk about the genesis of my degeneracy and how it became a part of us.
I like the way I put it personally.
How did you put it?
The genesis of the degeneracy on Genesee.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
You need more information to know that one.
There we go. So listen, first, let's talk about baseball. And the opening 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
And my New York Mets being 9-1 and the Yankees looking so far
don't
pretty
get,
bad.
Don't get too happy. Every Mets fan. This is every Mets fan every year. Same with the Jets every year. They get excited. The
Why
team's
shouldn't we
doing
be?
Good from
Why
the jump.
Why shouldn't we be excited?
You have every right to be excited. Every right, but as always, the slow and steady wins the race. Okay. Don't stay on an even keel, please, my Mets fan friends.
I'll stay on an even keel.
I don't want to hear you guys crying by July. And then it's all over, all right?
I just want you to know that teams who have started 9-1 in the past since the 162-game season, 5 of them have won the World Series, and 75% of them at least make the playoffs. So the Mets are off to a good start. 162 games, that's since 1961. So, I mean, that's five teams made the World Series. 75% at least make the playoffs.
I wonder how many of those teams had like 90 wins or more, 100.
Most of them will get to 91 because that's what it would take to make the playoffs. What are your thoughts on the Yankees so far, Bo? Mike Stanton, what's going on with him?
The Yankees look good. I mean, look.
Yeah, Mike Stanton doesn't look
Yankee
that good.
Yankee fans, you know, we're spoiled, but we also know that it's a long season, that there's nothing to be too excited about, too down about. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton, his numbers are going to equal what they are. I mean, what, he's around the 250, 260 hitter. I might be wrong on the numbers, but hey, I mean, he's going to be there. He's going to strike out. Everyone knew this. Everyone needs to relax.
What's with Yankee fans booing him so early?
I mean, they're ridiculous, but it's also the New York way. I mean,
how do you boo a guy?
I'll boo anybody. Yeah, but
then you're a jerk off.
You're
booing. Do I come to court and boo you? Boo,
nah,
you're doing a horrible job.
That's a different environment.
Fucking face. I'll boo all over.
Like, what is that?
Look,
it's
in poor taste. I wouldn't do it, but hey, you got alcohol going through you. You know, are you having a good time? Hey, you know, people, it's crowd mentality.
Gun to your head. Do the Yankees win the division this year?
Yeah. I mean, no. They have to win the
division.
Well,
they're not.
If they don't, I mean, that's not.
They'll still make the
They'll
wild
make
card,
the playoffs, but it's not. They
what's
should
funny
win the
is
division.
The Mets are going to go further than the Yankees this year.
I don't know. So you better stop.
No, I'm not going to stop.
Mush alert. Mush alert. Everybody who knows, mush alert.
The Mets are going far this year.
Mush Who's alert. Mush? Who's Mush? Him?
Yeah. Who do you think the World Series will be this year, honestly?
I mean, you got to say what the Astros probably they're going to. If it's not the Yankees, you know, I mean, the Astros will be there.
What about a little Subway Series, Mets-Yankees?
Mets versus Yankees.
No, I mean, look, everybody Mets could dream. That would be a great for baseball. We'll see. I mean, long season. It's too early.
It is a long season. Okay, so we're done with baseball for now. Basketball, playoffs. What are your thoughts? I know you love to gamble on basketball.
I do. You know, look, I think for people who like action, you know, if you're smart with it, the basketball playoffs are easy. There is a pattern. And You just got to ride the hot teams. I know it's easier said than done, but look, Cavs are going to win the East. Absolutely. I know Vin, he's probably going to shake his head and say that's not going to happen. Everybody was riding the Celtics bandwagon. Look what happened.
The Cavs aren't going to make the finals.
They will make the finals. They will make the finals easily. I know Vin is big on the Toronto Raptors.
And the Philadelphia 76ers.
The Sixers, they are a scary team, but they're not ready yet.
Who do you like, Rob? Do you have a race in the horse?
Okay. A race in the horse? Yeah.
A horse in the race?
I might as well have a race in the horse. You know that meme that was going around a few months ago where Pablo Escobar is sitting on the swing set all by himself?
Yeah.
Because everybody's either dead or got locked up in Colombia?
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I'm with people and they're talking about sports. Just kind of like sitting there internalizing all my agony about existence, you know?
Well, do you remember the one and only basketball game I ever got you to bet on?
It was twice.
Twice. I got...
And both
don't ever take his advice.
It was like 15 years ago.
I got
both times he goes, well, Rob, you know, everybody's betting it. It's definitely a sure thing.
I got 20 kids from C to bet on. I'll never forget. It was 2002. It was the first time I had a line. We got everyone to bet the Minnesota Timberwolves when they had Garnett, Sprewell, and Cassell. We bet them to play the Clippers. The Clippers were like 7-60. And the Timberwolves that year had the best record. They were -2. I'm like, oh, this can't miss.
It's
Let's all put $200 each on it.
It's a sure thing, Rob. This is where.
Wait. This is when they were the number one seed. Yeah. They blew it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, lessons learned. You know, people, you gotta get burned sometimes at a young age.
Yes.
Now, Vin is a sage as a result of these early career burns. You know.
So getting back to basketball for a second, the NBA Finals. I'm going, probably the Warriors will somehow slip by the Rockets in 7 games. Although the West playoffs are just going to be tremendous.
It's going to be exciting.
I mean those teams are good.
The
Thunder are a good team. The Trailblazers, never discount the Spurs. I really think the playoffs this year are going to be great. Even in the East, the 76ers are dangerous. And right now, if they keep the 3 seed, they'll probably play the Celtics in the second round. To me, that's a cakewalk to the Eastern Conference Finals to play either the Raptors or the Cavaliers. You have Emblem coming back. The Sixers could really do damage. I'm going with my finals, the 76ers versus the Warriors.
I think you're fucking crazy. I mean, but that's a Vin. This is a Vin prediction that we're hearing. I think this is very similar to how you were last year. You were very big on the Washington Wizards.
I was.
Very similar, you know, I don't want to say the same kind of team, but similar athletic guards. They can shoot. They got a big man down low. They play well, but, I mean, unfortunately, it's a half-court game in the playoffs. The Cavaliers, they can run it on you. They can play half-court. I just think they're going to dominate. They're going to dominate his Raptors. It's going to be the Cavs, and it's going to be the Warriors, most likely. But
Do you think the Rockets have a shot?
I think the Rockets do have a shot, but after what I saw last year, I just don't think for a playoff 7-game series, I mean, that all that jump shooting that Harden tends to do, take those long threes, he needs to have other options. I think they're a better team than last year, but I just don't think they're not going to do it.
You want to make a bet? $100 bet. The Cavs don't make the finals.
He's putting me on pressure.
The Cavs don't make the finals. $100 bet, me and you.
You know what? I do like that. Look,
up the stakes.
This is hypothetical, all right? We're going to – how hypothetical $100 bet. I will take that bet because the Cavs, I don't know why people every year continuously count them out. They show every year they can get it done. The Raptors are a half-court team. They showed it last year. You need to hit the three at times in the playoffs. They can't do it. They're not capable of it. And that's it. That's where they failed last year, and they're going to fail again this year.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. So let's jump off topic.
Instead of money, just to make it more interesting, how about the stakes would be hand job for the other one? That's what I'm thinking.
We're not going there.
Hypothetically.
I mean, maybe if we were at Burning Man.
Also, I love that that you took the bet hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Which
you
means
know?
Nothing at all. Means that, you know, there's no stakes. I'll take that bet hypothetically.
Hypothetically, you know, if anybody's listening.
Let's talk about...
It's like, I'll suck that dick hypothetically. Hypothetically, I'd suck that dick.
We'll talk about soccer. We've never talked about it on The Betting Man.
Yeah, you guys have to.
But you're a big Liverpool fan.
I'm a huge Liverpool fan.
And that game went good for you yesterday, right?
It went really well. You know, this is one thing I tell people who watch American sports. You know, look, I grew up watching all the American sports, but I watched soccer too, but not like I do now. You know, after like 2005, I got into Liverpool. You know, they had a great team, won the Champions League. There's nothing like when you watch a team in a European Cup, the format, everything, the crowd, you got to watch it. Yes. All right, you have to.
But out of these four teams left, who would you like?
I mean,
Real Madrid kind of snuck in today.
Real Madrid, it was a questionable penalty. I mean, look, you have to give it. I wouldn't call it in the 93rd minute, but it happened. And I just think, look, Real Madrid, they may arguably be the greatest club team of all time, and they're going for their 13th Champions League title, which...
And third straight, they have that would to be unprecedented, right?
Yeah, totally. Nobody even won it twice, and they have to be the favorite at this point. And
Ronaldo's probably the greatest player of all time, right?
He's grown on me. I hate to even separate him and Messi. I mean, look, I'm a Messi guy because I prefer Messi's style of play, but... He's a great player, and people will never see two athletes at this level of their game in any sport ever. This is a totally unique thing. Better than Jordan and Bird, better than.
Did you play soccer as a kid?
No, that's my one regret. You know, I was
That's your one regret in life?
One big regret. I was Americanized. I was a hyperactive kid. It was the perfect sport for me.
I can't even talk to this kid, bro.
His one regret in life is not playing soccer.
He wasn't
soccer.
Even playing soccer when he was a kid. He's a I can't even talk to this kid, bro. I can't.
My one regret in life was... No, I have so many I can't even name.
But, you know, back to Liverpool, they're good odds. You know, I would take them. You know, they're probably going to end up playing Roma, I think, in the draw tomorrow. I would ride them if they get Madrid, you know, because they're a dangerous team. I know I'm a fan. And I'd also check the prop for Real to win it, because why not? I mean, at this point, they're going to win. If it's not them, it's my team at this point, yeah.
Okay, so... I brought you two guys on here, and we've talked about enough sports for now. We could get back into it, but we want to talk about the beginning of my degeneracy.
Burning dog poo in the human response?
Yes.
Let's do it.
So I've known Rob since I'm 10 years old. We got suspended from fifth grade for writing a song. Do you remember that?
St. Joe St. Thomas.
For anything. That song, even when I think about it now that we wrote that song.
It was genius, really.
Anything You Want.
It was the Bonnie Raitt Anything You Want song, but it was all drugs.
Anything
Because we had just
want.
Done the Spectre Dare thing. So it was like, if you want some crack.
We got meet me on 42nd
Street. This is Staten Island Hall of Fame material.
So it
everyone.
Oh yeah,
it started really early, and I met Esco going into high school, and somehow at some point we just all card games became, I mean, legendary, right?
Yeah, fun. You know, they evolve into a fun time, and then as sometimes they'll devolve into into hating each other.
But that's part of the fun.
Yeah. So, Rob, I want you to talk about what, like, the setup in your room. I mean, your place was where we played.
Yeah.
So, just go through, like, what the games were like. This is your time to shine.
Oh, no. I mean, a lot of pressure.
We have cards here. You know, talk about my degeneracy, yours, Esco's. You two are the only two guys I've ever seen cry. When you lose,
I cry over sports teams.
I mean, you,
too.
Rob,
get
used
that.
To get
what
up.
Did I cry about?
I'm not ashamed.
Lose, when you would lose a big hand,
yeah,
you would slam the table. You would get up and you'd be like,
on crutches. Yeah,
you'd walk over. You'd walk over to your bed, and you would cry. And I wish sometimes that I had that emotion, because I can lose and lose and lose. And I'm still, like, happy.
It's a born loser.
Until the moment of realizing how much money I owe, and then you won't hear from me for a month. I mean, that's my coping mechanism. You guys cry.
I hate losing.
Like, Esco will. I'll get a text from Esco, like, never again. I'm never betting again. When we used to play AC Deucey, you would cry. You would cry a little.
I don't think I ever physically cried at the table. I get mad. I hate losing. I mean,
it's for dramatic effect, bro.
I just hate it. I don't care what it is, you know?
What was your favorite card game of all time?
What, like, as far as, like, favorite?
what's your favorite?
Well, I love Texas Hold'em. I mean, there's nothing beating that. I mean, I for me, I don't know why I get calm when I play it. You know?
Yeah, you're calm.
I am, and I'll take all your money, but that's a different story. But yeah,
Ferriola commented, "Bonus game,
bonus game,
oh, bonus,
bonus game,
bonus game,
bonus game was twos and threes a wild.
Yes,
we buy on an ace, baby.
You buy an ace.
That
so
was
that
bonus game.
So anyone knows that's a 7-card game." And we basically, there used to be a game called baseball where you would get threes and nines were wild, and you would buy on a four.
Yeah.
And this game was bonus game. And remember, a pair of fours in the hole, naturally, you won the game automatically.
In bonus game?
In bonus game.
I don't remember that aspect of bonus
game. Yes. Bonus game was...
I'm too shot. I don't remember a lot of things. But hey, well, it all comes back.
In the beginning, it was just like a free-for-all. You know, it was like...
Yes.
It was like everybody would come to my house after school, and we would just play cards from like, you know, 3:30 until whenever. And everybody was still in high school.
Yeah.
But all the games were completely insane. It was like you were saying, like, you know, you could literally lose with like seven of a kind. You know what I mean? Like you could have seven aces, and Vin would have eight twos.
And they always would accuse me of cheating.
That happened too.
It did, and you actually one time you guys took the cards from me.
It was very rounders. I was like, hold on a fucking second, give me the deck.
And I wasn't cheating. I just had that luck.
Says him. There was a time, I swear to God, where like he's like my best friend, and I got like people going like, yo, I'm telling you, there's something going on.
I mean, they thought I was. I was dealing from the bottom of the deck. I wasn't dealing from the bottom of the deck. That's all I'm just saying. I wasn't dealing from the bottom. I'm not that.
Maybe
dumb.
When we played AC Ducey, he did deal from the bottom of the deck.
I mean, we used to cheat in AC Ducey, but never against you.
That is the worst game on the planet Earth.
But it's also the best.
Vin permanently retired me from AC Ducey. I was maybe like 16, 17 years ago.
Let's explain AC Ducey. So AC Ducey,
explain it
because
the game's burned from my memory.
You got to show those cards.
If you get it, but I don't know. Can we see the Christmas cards, right? So if you get a...
Vin went all out for this podcast.
We got a king and a three. So AC Ducey is that you need a card in between these to win the pot.
It can't be either of those cards.
If a king or a three comes out or a two or an ace, you lose.
Yeah.
And then the pot
and you have
double.
To make a wager. Yes. You have to go half the pot it, I'll go $5.
And it was the perfect game for me because I had more balls than anyone.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah,
you needed that. You just needed to be crazy.
When it came to that, it was. What was Kadoosh again?
No, but wait, hold on. Let's get to the worst scenario in AC Ducey.
What's the
ace? Ace.
No, so when you get pulling ace ace,
and you're like, oh my god, I have to pot it.
Yeah, you pot it because you think, hey, I'm gonna get my card, but whatever. You know, there's no way. I mean, what are
the
odds?
Worst thing about it?
And then what? You pull an ace and you're done.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
You
so
lose.
That's what happened. That's essentially what happened.
That's why we called.
I think it was like a $300 pot. When we didn't even
lost.
Have any money,
you
and
lost.
We were like high school kids, and
you know what sucked too?
I never played AC Ducey again.
When an ace would come up over here on the left side first, you'd have to decide if you want to go high or low. So if you went high, and then the next card that came out was an ace, you were fucked.
Yeah.
Whereas
totally
if you
would have
gone low, you basically would have won.
But what was Kadoosh? Kadoosh was my favorite game.
Kadoosh
Dingle
is,
to you, Dingle.
Give me the Santa Claus cards. So Kadoosh was, you'd get one card down. You can't really play with three people. It's better with more.
Yeah.
But ace is one. King is fuck you card.
The fuck you card.
So if someone goes to, it's called screw your neighbor. Too.
Yes.
This is a great game. So Vin would go first. He would look at his card.
I'd pass it to you.
He's got a three. So he would pass it to you. Now you would say, Kadoosh.
And I would have lost.
Because you got a king.
And I would have lost.
So he would lose. Now because... You would pull the king. I would know that he obviously has a shitty card. I mean, I would have stayed with a queen regardless. But if I had a seven or an eight, I might stay with that because he just tried to pass his card.
Yes.
So whoever gets the lowest gets a strike. And it gets really, it's
That's
all about
game.
The good dude.
That's a fun game.
But the best was you play with Vin and you would have a three and you'd go to pass it to Vin and you go, and I'd be like, pass, and Vin will go, okay. And he would give you a two.
Okay.
And you'd be like, fuck! Fuck! And Vin was always good for that.
I was good for that.
I have PTSD from it, apparently.
You do.
Oh, shit.
I don't worry about that.
One Santa Claus card. Yeah. You could cheat with it later. There's an ace of spades on the floor.
And then there was Dingle to You Dingle, which is a good game.
Dingle to You Dingle was pretty cool, yeah.
My favorite was playing with his grandfather.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God.
Your grandfather was the best.
Vinny! They don't make him like that, you know?
You know, I'm a dice guy now. And I'd come over to Rob's house, and his grandfather had the dice. Like the thing, and he learned how to roll the dice like a certain way.
He was doing it obsessively.
Which I don't know if it really works.
Speaking of
dice. One day I'm sure I'll be there.
CeeLo.
Yeah, CeeLo was a great game.
That was another great game. It was. Lunchtime pastime, you know.
Yes.
I've personally won a PlayStation 2 from somebody on a roll.
There you go.
One of our friends.
Hey, Josh, have we gone off road yet? How are we doing over here? We're doing okay? I'm just making sure.
We're good. We got a flow going.
Friend of mine's at quarter hanger, Sarge.
Oh, there you go. So, Rob, something else. Come on, throw something at us. Let's hear something funny from you.
Well, since you brought up Papa, one of the greatest men, if not, well, in my opinion, the greatest man of all time. I think what's funny about this, like these generations of guys from back in the day that you don't see that much anymore, is how he was so, whatchamacallit, superstitious.
Yes.
So like,
I'm superstitious.
Yeah, he believed in the Malocchio.
Yeah.
Papa would go to Atlantic City, and he had to go. He had to start at the craps table, either alone or with Nanny.
Yes.
If he started, Nanny wasn't allowed to come over to the table.
This is real deal guinea shit, people.
Yeah, because she was gonna fuck him.
Yes.
Just by coming to the table.
Yeah.
Relax, okay? It's my fucking grandmother. So
I mean, they were married. Of course, she was gonna fuck him.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Did he wear the horn?
He definitely. My father wore the horn.
I have one from my grandfather.
All my uncles wore the stupid fucking horn.
Hey, bro! If it keeps away the Malocchio, it's all it's.
What is Malocchio? Let's talk about that.
Don't ever.
The evil eye.
The evil eye.
Don't even bring it up.
Why is it so big?
The Malocchio.
You think anyone's ever given you a Malocchio?
Always.
When I was born, probably.
Yeah. You gotta beware. Even people come from the shadows give you the Malocchio.
Yeah, who are the shadow people?
The shadow people.
What, the people
reptilians,
like...
Reptilians,
the people from, like, the ghosts? The movie Ghost fucks me up.
Well, the demons, bro.
The demons, right?
When the demons come up out of the street to get Willie, like, and Swayze's like, "You're dead, Willie."
Those demon people are fucked up.
They are. I think they really kill Willie in real life because he didn't make it much longer after that.
Yeah,
he didn't make it much longer after that.
Well, he did Carlito's way.
Carlito.
And he's like, I ain't done counting yet.
Yeah. I ain't done counting. Your boss is dead and so are you.
Yeah, yo, what'd you bring him for? Hey, tranquilo.
Carlito's Way, my favorite
Carlito's
movie
Way
ever. There you go.
It's one of your favorite movies.
We want to get sidetracked.
Carlito, I heard of you, man. You used to run smack with Rolando.
Rolando Rivas.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. That's a top 10. It's not my favorite movie.
For me, it's one of my favorite because one of my favorites. I just love movies that like epitomize a time in New York City that, you know, is gone. I mean, you have El Barrio, the climate over there.
When I first met Carlito, awesome. I thought he was Italian.
Yeah, then you had the Bronx Tale. I mean, all these movies we grew up watching.
I went to see the Bronx
Tale.
Living musical.
Here and brushing shoulders with kind of the experience and then watching it makes it that much better.
The Bronx Tale musical.
Was it good?
Horrendous.
Fuck out of here with that shit.
Horrendous.
No, I'm joking. I'll go see that.
The night before I went to see it, me and Sestero are making up like hypothetical song numbers that they might do.
Okay, what was some of
them? They were better than the songs that they did in the play.
What's the hypothetical?
It was like, because we were doing like the Jimmy Whispers scene. Like he's got like, you know, one big scene. So he's like, you know that kid. He's a good kid, that kid. $150 a week, you don't want to think about it. Like, that's the type, but that's the caliber of musical numbers.
Did they do
in this Broadway?
Did they do a musical number when they're playing dice and Frankie Coffee Cake scores
in
the musical?
Oh, that was kind of cool.
Okay.
I mean, I enjoyed that.
Did they throw a screen at his face with and throw shit at it?
I don't know.
You fucking put a screen in his face.
Come on,
Kryptonite. Yeah, I mean, we could step into. the movie, the sports movie thing now, maybe, well, that we talked about the movie.
Well, we
could
talk about Easy Money, Staten Island Zone, and it's a, I mean,
Staten Island Zone.
Easy Money was filmed in Staten Island.
Really?
Dangerfield, Pesci.
Yeah, yeah. You can kind of tell from the house that he's living in. Oh, yeah. My God. How about the chick that was in the backyard? The blonde. In the beginning of the movie. You know what I'm talking about? Rodney goes into the backyard and sees a naked blonde girl with huge tits sunbathing.
I don't remember that.
Oh my God.
Yeah?
Insane.
I don't remember that.
It was in my formative years. You know what I mean?
Like Christy Canyon.
I owe her something. I owe her at least a cup of coffee.
So sort of like your Christy Canyon years.
Christy Canyon.
Worst sport movie ever.
What's the worst sport
worst.
Movie? The worst
That's
sports
a hard
movie
one,
ever?
Right? There's a lot of
the worst
ones.
Sports movie ever is that fucking one about the kid who his grandfather dies and leaves in the Minnesota Twins. I hate that.
Are you out of your
that,
fucking
man.
Mind?
Yeah, oh, nah. You,
I hate that
bro,
fucking movie.
Little Big League is amazing.
No, it's nah, terrible.
Last night.
The Little Big League
trash. Shut the
that
fuck up. Last night, when
you,
I went to Kettle Black
it's,
Trivia,
it's
the
better,
name of our team. I win. I'll yell at you. The name of our trivia
it's such
team.
Such a rookie of the year spin. Like,
whatever.
Yeah, that movie's
but the name garbage. Of our team was Night Nurses from Jersey. Boom.
Fuck.
Bazanga, bro. Be sick.
That and Angels in the Outfield can suck my dick.
Corny.
Angels in the Outfield
corny
was,
fucking
it was
movies,
terrible.
Man.
They made Tony Danza look like a pussy.
Did you ever see the Tony Danza prank calls on Opie and Anthony? Did I send you that?
No, you got to send
it. It's
that.
Amazing.
But seriously, you really like Little Big League?
Of course
was,
I love
it. It was really
Big
weak.
Bro. That's first of all, Jason Robards.
Yeah, what was up with that lady? Like, she wanted to bang the kid. Like, that. She had like a weird infatuation with the kid.
I don't
Ooh,
remember
right?
that.
Am
she
I,
wanted
am,
to
I,
bang the
am
kid?
I like thinking
what,
that?
I don't know what?
She
didn't walk in
the
back. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, seriously. That's a little weird. That we're sorry about that.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Rich, so wait. Way out of line, bro.
I don't remember.
You got a little out of line.
I'm sorry. If we let's say hypothetically,
right?
If we had a spread on what was the better movie, Rookie of the Year is like a 12-point favorite to the underdog of Little Big League, which sucks. Little Big League is nowhere in the realm of Rookie of the fucking Year. Gary Busey at his best.
Yeah.
Okay, Gary Busey gives his
Rookie
best
of the
Nick
year
Nolte.
Way better.
Well,
in Rookie of the Year.
Point
Daniel
Break
Stern.
Is better.
Daniel Stern. Hot Ice. Hot Ice.
Yeah, it's the way of the future. Yeah.
Rookie of the Year is a 10 times better movie.
You may be right.
I am right, and I can't believe that you even like.
You may be
Little
crazy though, but it just may be a lunatic.
Best sport movie, Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky definitely is about. But Round This
What's
is up
better?
There too, because Round
yeah,
This is.
Yeah, I
a
mean,
great...
but if you really, I don't count cards as a sport. I love cards. It's not a sport. Though.
I mean, The Sandlot is probably the greatest sports movie ever, in my opinion.
No, Rocky's the greatest.
It's definitely
sports
the
movie
greatest
of
that '90s crop of yeah. of kid movies.
Yes.
D1 and D2 are great.
Any Given Sunday.
And Any Given Sunday is sort of an unsung classic.
Do you still
they
know
really
that Pacino
talk about
line?
It.
Do you still know it?
I don't know.
You don't?
It.
You don't know
yeah,
it.
That was a good
Rob
one,
was good
too.
With
yeah.
That
I
one
and
mind. Used, to know,
yeah.
used
yeah.
to know the Devil's Advocate one.
He was,
I'm a sadist!
Yeah, I still know that.
An absentee landlord.
But Any Given Sunday, there's just, I haven't
worship
done it in
that.
So long.
Never!
The inches we need are everywhere around us. Like, I don't remember
nah,
all
wait,
of
how about,
it, but that shit was great.
Free will. I love Keanu, but yeah, I was like, oh, all right.
Better to reign in heaven than serve in hell.
So,
yeah.
so as you know,
yeah.
we could get a little also Fumble Rooski.
Little Giants. Speaking of Fumble Rooski, that's a great sports movie. That's
Little
a great holds up too. It holds
Coach
up.
Coach O'Shea is one of the greatest characters of all time.
It holds
doubt.
Up. You can still watch that movie
about,
and laugh.
What's his name? Al Bundy. What's his real name?
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill has been some of the greatest characters of all time.
Yeah,
Coach O'Shea.
He's great
and Al Bundy.
In Modern Family.
Was that too. Rick Moranis' last movie?
I don't
Little
know.
Giants?
But, oh my God, Spaceballs.
Icebox.
Spaceballs. One of the greatest.
Have you seen what
Ice? She's kind of hot now.
No, she well, yeah. is hot.
That's Mila Kunis. Or one
no,
of them.
No, it's not Mila Kunis.
Or the other one.
No. She's not
she
in
She was
anything.
In True Lies.
No.
It's that
no,
one.
She wasn't.
That's
Eliza
Dushku.
They're all the fucking...
Eliza
Dushku is
like eternally a top 10 chick.
Tom Arnold is great, too.
Especially in True Lies.
Hilarious. And Austin Powers.
Hilarious.
Who does number two work for? See, I got it in again. John's not here. John does not like Austin Powers, the other host. Hates
Fuck
it.
John.
No, whoa. Let's calm it down. Yeah, we like John. Listen, we like Joe.
Well, I don't even know. I'm just saying, from this joint. If you don't like Austin Powers, then I got a fucking problem with you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In Wayne's World. Wayne's World is a good one.
I
don't know. Someone just said something about Wayne's World. Chris Farrell saying it. Wait, Ed O'Neill was in Wayne's World?
No. Oh, yeah. No. He's amazing.
He's the janitor?
No, he's the guy at the donut shop at Stan McKeith's.
Oh, yeah,
when he's like, the voices, he's like, why do they come to me to die?
The underrated movie.
Why do they come to me to die?
Great movies.
Oh, we've definitely gone off track.
Great
Betting
movies.
Bad podcast.
You want to bring it back?
Wait, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to the worst sports movie.
Okay.
Or we'll try to come up with
a few. How about this? This is
here's a bad thing.
We can get on to the Knicks.
Let's all
because
talk.
Because Juana Man, wasn't that about the Knicks?
Oh, my God. Or
that's
Eddie.
That's a perfect
Eddie.
Movie
how
about.
How bad is Eddie, bro?
Two of the worst sports movies ever were about the Knicks, who they deservedly so. I'm wearing a Ewing jersey. Yeah, but I mean, look, I love my Knicks, but I love them so much. I want them to lose all 82 games right now. Next season, all 82 games, lose it, or else stop going to the Garden. Please stop going to the Garden.
It's
cheer
never
them
gonna
to
happen.
Lose.
It's never gonna
cheer
happen.
Them to lose.
What's the worst sports? No, not sports gambling, because I know you do. What's your worst gambling moment in your life? Like,
yeah,
do you have
anything,
one?
Man.
Like,
yeah.
Do you have one that you remember that it just
man.
Like kills you, that it still haunts you? Do you have one?
I took Rocky. I took Club of Lang in Rocky 3. No, I'm joking. That's from the Dirty Work.
Hindsight is 2020, my friend.
No, but I'm serious. Do you have one? Like, is there something that comes up?
I don't
feel...
know who this kid is, but he's right. Rollerball is one of the worst movies.
I've never even seen Rollerball.
You know what I did in Rollerball? It's one of the
that
worst
was with fucking LL
life.
Cool J or some shit, I think. He was
listen
in
to
that,
this.
Right?
I was in Boston with Joe Price.
Okay.
We go to see Rollerball. I have no idea why. Wrecked. We leave. The new one. The like remake with Chris Klein. It was horrendous.
Okay.
I'm sure the original sucks too, but at least James Caan
was
in
it. It's a classic. It won
whatever.
An Oscar.
Yeah, of course. So we go to leave the theater. And I take a piss all over the floor of the theater. I just took a piss and I let it slide all the way
really?
Down the floor.
Really?
That's actually one of the worst things I've ever done in my life.
Wait, what about Pace?
You peed where?
Pace was pretty bad too.
Where'd you pee?
In the Rollerball movie theater.
I mean, I would have taken
a
piss on
that
movie
too.
Was it
a bad movie because
it was so bad that he didn't just take the proverbial piss, he pissed
the worst
on
movie.
The movie.
The worst
a legendary
movie
move
I've
right
ever
there.
Seen in the movie.
Is that not great?
No, that's good.
When
I
think
like
about
that.
It, you just completely flipped it in my head.
The worst movie I've ever seen in the movie theater is Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, yeah. Damn. We were wrecked. We brought little vodka bottles.
Just on the name of that
and
movie.
And I was upset
what
because,
the fuck were they thinking?
Let me tell you, Tom Green in Road Trip was
remember when Ferriola did an F-bomb into the theater screen for Freddy Got Fingered?
Where is he getting fingered, Freddy? What the hell?
Freddy Got Fingered. About? And who's the other guy in that? Rip Thorne? Is Rip
Thorne
and Freddy
Rip
Got
Thorne's
Fingered?
Probably in it.
Oh, my God, I hate that
Rip
movie.
Thorne plays the same character in every movie he's in. God bless him.
He's kind
he's
of funny,
funny
though,
but
yeah.
God bless him.
Will you go see Super Troopers 2?
Yeah, why not? I'll watch that. I like the first one. It was funny.
Yeah,
they're funny. Those guys.
That's not true.
I never saw Super Troopers.
No, I don't believe that.
I swear to God.
I don't believe that.
I swear to God.
It's like when I didn't see Gangs of New York for 10 years.
You didn't?
No, because I hated that you two had like this thing about it. So I like refuse
and
you,
yeah,
to
but you,
see it.
You even used to repeat what we were saying and have no conception of what
no.
we were talking about.
Well, like
remember
you used
to
repeat,
just scream, "The justices,
the justices, the plug uglies, the
40
thieves,
the Bowery boys,
the justices." Yeah, man, great movie.
It's a great
another movie, classic about New York history. Where else? All the best movies are about New York. Everybody else, get out of here. Nah, I'm joking.
No, it's okay.
I'm being mean.
It's
I'm
okay.
Being
semi true.
You're being mean. Everywhere
just,
is nice.
I'm
you know,
bringing, I'm bringing. Flavor.
I live in Brooklyn now. It's a lot better than living
in
Staten Island.
Sal, it's a fucking joke, Sal. it's a joke.
Yeah, so worst gambling. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think anytime I've tangled webs with
tangled
you,
webs,
my
yeah.
friend.
Yeah,
there were definitely
that.
Some terrible AC-Ducey moments.
AC-Ducey moments. Yeah. And then, again, you know, those times where you guys thought I was cheating from the bottom of the deck and I would beat you with 10 aces, that type of stuff.
Right, because that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, people naturally get 10 aces. I'm sure
you know,
wasn't cheating
going on. It was luck. There would be times where you would be dealing and I would get those 10 aces, you know.
Let's be more.
Where do you
get
your balls?
Let's be more
what's
positive.
That movie,
what's the
Bingo?
Best?
Bingo was a terrible movie, too.
Bingo was so bad. How about Bingo? I remember the movie. They showed it on like the coming attractions.
We're on mushrooms.
It was so bad that like they got you hyped up for like one scene.
Wait, one movie.
And I specific Bingo. I remember when I saw it, they never put that scene in the movie, and I was I denounced that movie for eternity.
It ruined your childhood.
Fuck that movie. Yeah,
it ruined your childhood.
Bingo,
that one
man.
Scene.
This is a really great
Bingo.
Story because it's
and
still
fuck playing Bingo. Anything to do with Bingo.
Great. So. It's a great story because it still to this day is hilarious. Mm-hmm. We're at Ferriola's. We're waiting for Sonny to bring shrooms, right?
We already ate the shrooms.
Did we already eat them?
Yeah, we were already deep down the shroom.
So for some reason, they're all playing Halo in Ferriola's basement. And what happened?
Get up on your mic.
Oh, not close enough? Oh, thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. So
thank you, Josh.
Appreciate it. So where so for some reason the movie Bingo is actually on Ferriola's TV in his bedroom, so we're wrecked, and we're just watching it, and it's a scene where like the whole family piles into the station wagon and leaves their house that they're in.
Do they do?
And they leave Bingo behind. Bingo's like running in the street, and the kid puts his face against the the back window, and he's like, "Bingo, no!" And Vin goes. Is it me, or is this not the worst movie ever? And we started dying. And to this day, it's apropos to use for just about anything.
A lot
like,
of my...
You could say, like, is it me, or is this not the worst mocha latte ever? It's just
a lot of
funny.
My sayings. What were some of my sayings that you'd love to use? We used to abuse...
Oh, we used to abuse him.
Bone is crazy.
Oh, so crazy.
Oh, so crazy.
Oh, Bone Man crazy.
Oh, third degree birds. Third degree birds, baby. Oh, Vance, you just got burned.
Oh.
7 aces to your 6-2s.
It was like the most absurd persona to ever get created.
It's
up there. Yeah.
It's up there. Vin Boner is an absurd.
It's more of an idea. It's not even a real person. It's like an idea. You know what I mean? Like Batman.
Yeah, I used to.
Can't stop an idea.
I was bad. I was hard on Rob. That idea, Vin Bono, sometimes I'd hide his crutches. I was a dick. My karma has
you
come
were,
back.
Yeah.
My karma has come back to me tenfold.
Yeah. Oh, I've been enjoying it from a distance. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's some deep shit, people. It was deep right there.
Oh, that is deep. I was a dick.
So good.
I was a dick. Avengers. Are we super hyped?
Honestly,
yeah.
I don't get super hyped for the Marvel movies.
No, you just told me that you were upset about Osina and Bingo never being there.
Yeah, that was
and it ruined
garbage.
You, but you're not super hyped
no,
about
No, look,
Avengers.
I love the movies, but I mean, I love the comics. I have... Like, I grew up with all of them. I just, you know, I can't
okay, but do you,
get too excited
because I'm
those
super
movies
hyped.
Anymore. No, it's going to
be
mean, a great
April
movie.
I mean, April 27th, here comes
it's
Avengers, May 4th, May the 4th, the Han Solo movie.
That's going to be garbage.
No, it's going to be
wow.
great.
I'm not going to go near
soon?
That one.
I didn't even realize
yeah,
it was
like,
that
it's going to be great.
I'm not going.
And I'm super excited about it. And I'm going to bet.
Disney's
ruining
Star Wars.
I'm hoping there's some really good bets about Avengers and Han Solo that I could bet on. I really do.
Is Lando going to be in it?
This motherfucker's crazy.
Lando is in it.
Who plays a young Lando?
I don't know who's playing him. But what's his name?
We should get Marlo from The Wire to play.
Well, we're going to bet on Marlo. I'm going to bet that Marlo sells 2-for-5 purple top on the corner next weekend.
Bro,
lock it up.
Lando Calrissian? Rat.
Lando Calrissian, lock it up. He's
going to
save
Han Solo. I thought Lando was going to be in Star Wars. I thought he was going to be the thief. No, whatever, in the casino.
Oh, I know.
I was so excited.
First
of all, fuck yeah.
Benicio del Toro's character in that movie is completely redundant.
It was good for him.
It's redundant.
But you're the guy. I mean, you actually didn't like that movie, and there's something wrong with you.
It's terrible.
It was a good character.
I'm sorry.
You're what's wrong.
I saw it twice in the theater. It's terrible.
You know what's wrong with people?
The
who
Last
like Star Wars.
Jedi is god awfully horrendous.
Nah, he's mean, man.
Horrendous.
I totally
you know what?
With
what
him.
Have you done in your life?
Oh, that, I don't like the way I'm being talked.
Have you written a Star Wars movie?
I could write a better one than the Last
no,
Jedi.
No,
so
you
could
can't.
You.
No,
so could
well,
you. Just don't,
could.
You just don't want to admit it.
I know. I could. But it was a good movie.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that I'm a little bit more talented than you.
You think that's supposed to be sort of a Jackson Pollock painting?
You think so? That's what you're thinking?
Jackson Pollock paintings are the reason why art is fart.
You know, you want to hear something really, really interesting?
Yeah,
listen
yeah.
to me.
Well, the guy I have a feeling is John is going to be really upset about this podcast. Taking paintbrushes I'm gonna be in time and just out. Splattering ink on a canvas. Anyone can do that. It takes no talent.
No, listen
okay?
to me, though.
It's for rich people to propagate and to make it the in thing. You got that? You got that? Jackson Pollock
okay.
is trash.
This point.
Trash. How
point.
Can you even compare him to Picasso or Da Vinci? People?
Fuck out of here. I'm counterpoint. Ready? Oh, here's what I find interesting. I still don't think it's unbelievable. He's not on par with Van Gogh or Picasso or anybody. But what I found out that I thought was interesting is that apparently what he was trying to do was actually paint trees. That's like
happy trees,
very happy trees.
Like
yeah,
well, sort of trees. Alcoholic trees. The trees were sort of alcoholic.
Well, who's the happy tree guy?
Trees my
Bob
ass.
Bob Ross.
Rob Ross. Yes.
Bob Ross.
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
Oh yeah. So you're gonna get a kick out of this, everybody. You know.
We better. What do you got?
There's been inklings that Jackson Pollock was a plant to ruin art.
There you go.
A Ben. Plant?
A plant,
oh,
baby.
Stop.
There you go.
Stop.
Nah, bro,
joking.
Bottom line.
I only
you don't
did
believe
that so
the,
people could comment and
you
get
don't
on me
you
now.
You don't
nah,
believe the Earth's flat, right?
Nah, that's... Oh,
something
my
just
God.
Came out
I
today,
cannot
like,
believe
too many
people believe
think
that the Earth is flat. I really cannot.
Okay. I'm
you know what they... You know what
they
think?
I will pay the dude who thinks the Earth is flat and want it to fly out... up to the ice shield or whatever the fuck it is. How... Do it, man. Start a GoFundMe and everybody will pay your way to the ice wall. Go do it and... Get back to me, bro.
No
it's fake. There's no such thing as flat earth.
You know, there's a theory that John Jacob Astor took out a gigantic insurance policy on the Titanic. You know that, right?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Is that your Astor? The Astor well, place, bro. Best haircuts.
So who is this? I don't even know who the guy Pollock is.
Jackson Pollock.
Oh, you know Jackson.
No,
Pollock,
I don't,
bro.
This is
you
this
really
is
think
it?
It?
You're looking at it.
It is. That's no, like an original.
I can show you.
Can we take
thing.
This off the wall,
I can
Josh?
Show you this is it.
Brandon
might,
will be upset.
This might even be a little better than a Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
Honestly, but I mean, dude, he's like on par with like Basquiat as far as
no,
Sotheby's
not.
Selling. Like, I'm pretty sure the most
no,
expensive
is,
painting
is,
ever was
no,
sold
he,
by Jackson
right.
Pollock.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All okay, right. I
crazy.
Would have thought
God bless
Da Vinci
the proprietors
had
of
one of the
but
most,
they don't sell Da Vinci.
They
don't
will
sell, Da
sell
Vinci.
You a golden piece of shit.
Did you like
you
the Da Vinci Code? One of my favorite
think
books.
It's art.
No, I actually hate all of those movies.
Really?
I was very
no, no,
disappointed.
Not the movies, the books.
I never saw.
Oh,
the movie.
Da Vinci Code. I liked when I read it.
The
Angels and Demons.
Cool,
I liked
cool,
when
cool.
I read.
I remember
it.
Me
as
and Justine Regina.
Like,
I think she's listening right now.
Justine, what's up?
We read that book in one night. Like I read that whole book in one night. Da Vinci Code. It was so fucking great.
Really?
Yeah.
Very proud of you.
Nice fiction. You know?
Yeah, huh?
Oh, God. No, Little Blue
man,
Heaven.
Jerky Boys.
And no,
my
no
Blue
bike.
Heaven.
My, no bike. What was it?
What do I find? Uncle Alfresco dead, shot in the back of the head, and no bicycle. It was a disappointing Christmas on many levels.
Rick Moranis was one of the best.
He really was.
Baseball.
We
got to
bring
great
him
movie.
Back. We
got
to bring
movie.
Him back.
It's kind of a sad story with him.
Him
but
and,
I mean,
I feel like him and Dante from Clerks. We really need them back.
Oh wait,
I,
sure, yeah.
Does Dante still live with your uncle?
Yeah,
in Staten Island.
Random shit of all.
That
time.
Is the most random.
We
married your uncle
with
right?
Uncle Dan.
We can say
I was at the wedding. Yeah,
that's funny.
We can say
so.
Back
Dante,
to sports, best sports actor,
best sports actor of all time.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner. He was in Bill Durham,
actually, but he played like pro,
Field of Dreams,
pro ball and stuff. No.
Oh, you're talking about right. like if he was at yeah. Kevin Costner was great.
I think you got to put The Rock in there, man.
He's no, fuck that. The Rock. What sports movie
for
is The
what
Rock
sports
done?
Movie?
What
for? What
no,
sports?
I'm no. no, best sport, best athlete.
Bill Durham. Bill Durham.
Oh.
And, Bill Durham and Field of Dreams are the two best, probably sports movies.
Bull
besides
Durham
Rocky
is
of all
one
time.
Of the best sports movies ever. Susan Sarandon.
Every time I see
amazing.
Field of Dreams, the end, I
God
cry.
God bless her.
If I
New
ever
York
get a
raised.
Tattoo, that's a tattoo I'm gonna get.
Field of Dreams.
The
right.
end with the dad and Costa.
You should get.
Road,
you should
catch.
Get it right above the crack of your ass, bro.
That'd be
that's
nice,
where,
right?
That's the best place for.
Yeah, tramp stamp.
How much time we got?
I'm sure we. Josh wants us over with right now. John, when he listens to it, is going to want it over in the
John's
first 5 minutes.
John's
going to
kill us. I mean, if you want to get back to sport, we can.
No, no.
We
listen, the ship is already sunk.
Yeah,
we might as
sailed,
well.
Bro.
This is like a takeover,
yeah,
right?
This is the Titanic.
This is
at
like
this, point.
This is like DX takeover
yeah.
or something.
Josh is
like,
just going
Titanic,
down the
like the Knicks.
And Josh is yeah. laughing over there, but he's
oh, I know
fun.
He's laughing.
We need to get Josh and Mike. Don't you think the show would be better with Josh and Mike?
He's like the band on the Titanic.
We
got to
get.
He's just going to play till the end.
Do you think Josh would be good with a mic, right? Joshua.
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I really can't say no.
Especially, like, right now when...
He controls the podcast.
Especially right now, like, I think there's too much Staten Island going on here. Even though now I'm from Brooklyn and there's two of you from Staten Island. You know, like... Is this a little too much of this?
I was born in Brooklyn. I'm not.
I was born in Brooklyn. So was I. Methodist.
Staten Island. Me too.
Only was
that's
raised.
A high five. Where were you born?
But not St. Vincent's.
Fucking box. But his kids are her, bro. Everybody was born in Brooklyn from our generation for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, we could talk about this because everybody knew about this. What's with the whole Conor McGregor thing? How crazy was that, everyone?
That was insane.
How crazy was that?
I thought
that
he was
unseen.
I thought he was being an asshole, and he was like not handling his insane success well. But it turns out that he was actually going there to like fuck up somebody that was messing with one of his boys.
Yeah, so the story is that,
like that.
Which is
that
crazy.
The
like,
story is that Khabib and his crew, they pressed Artem Lobov, who's boys with Conor. They trained together, and Conor took exception to that, and he tried to take matters into his own hands. And I mean, look, people think it's staged. I don't think it's, you know, maybe to a certain extent, but he took it way too far. He should be banned. They should not allow him to fight.
He's going
to
wind up in
the asylum. No, I mean,
what do you mean he's running the asylum?
He's running the UFC pretty much because he's dictating everything at this point. Dana White's in a predicament now where he knows he has a fighter who's way bigger than the brand, and he has to do something to save his face, I think. But I don't think he will. He's going to fight Floyd Mayweather. That's the rumor.
Why would Floyd do that to himself?
Well, the rumor is they're going to have rules where there's going to be no... I believe no grappling. It's just going to be striking only, and they're going to make a shitload of money.
Oh, what? Mayweather's going to come to UFC to fight
Octagon with limited rules.
Who would you bet on that?
Oh, come on, man. I mean, you got to take Conor McGregor in the Octagon. I don't care. I don't care if it's...
I'd still go with money, Mayweather.
What the rules are. I don't care. I mean...
Or unless it's a favor where, again, Mayweather look good and then he'll lose.
It depends what the rules are.
McGregor uses his legs, like legs going to be around?
I don't, they're saying they're going to have some limited rules thing. I mean, it depends what it is. Obviously, if it's pure boxing, Floyd undoubtedly has the advantage. But, I mean, he's going to be getting hit with 4-ounce gloves. I don't know. I don't think his hands could take hitting Conor's face.
What do you think of this bullshit with the Canelo fight?
I mean,
it's upsetting.
It's a problem in Mexico. I'm personally upset. You know, I love my Mexican fighters. You know, I take pride in being Mexican. And
there's nothing wrong with taking pride in that.
It's a sad thing. Clenbuterol is asthma medication.
I think we both have taken a cycle of Clenbuterol, correct?
Yes. If you had asthma.
I used to boof Clenbuterol every weekend.
No, I mean, seriously. Phenomenal. Did you? Because I've definitely taken it. When I was 190 pounds, I decided
to take it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the active ingredient in the nebulizer, too. So
basically, it would put your temperature up from 98.6 to like 98.9,
right?
And you would shake a lot. I remember that.
Well, that's the thing. It can raise your body temperature. it helps you cut weight if you're doing it for that reason. It does help your lung capacity. So obviously those.
Yeah, when I was running, I could run forever. Like, I'd be like, holy shit!
Are you serious?
Yeah,
you're fucking around.
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Going
like,
to be on his way
like,
to running the world record
I'd be
for
the
marathon.
Treadmill and I'd be like, this is fucking amazing. Seriously,
Vin was blood doping with
Clemmura. Whoa, man! You just stepped in a big pile of dog shit.
So
it happens.
So, yeah, the crazy thing in Mexico, it is a
problem. Hey, Mr. Penguin.
I believe in not this last Olympics, the one before, the whole soccer team tested positive for clenbuterol.
The Mexican team?
And that's when the issue was really, like, brought to everyone's attention. I mean, look, I think I get both camps. Like, you know, you're making millions of dollars, dude. Why are you still taking a risk eating meat that you don't know where it's coming from?
Yes.
But at the same time, I mean... He has to live his life, you know, before he starts training, you know.
Yeah.
What do you not? Yes, I get the precautions, but come on. I mean, it was trace elements. I doubt it affected him in any way. And VADA testing is a joke. I recommend everybody watch the documentary Icarus. Very interesting.
Oh, about Russia, right?
About Russia. The blood doping. Yeah. Gregory Rodchenkov was the doctor. And he just uncovered literally how, you know, all sports are tainted. And the testing is a joke.
And
the
it's
only
okay.
testing that is legitimate
I
is
want
USADA.
My base. I want my athletes. If
I
they want
them fucking dirty.
No, I don't want them dirty.
I want them to take all the juice in the world. I want them to hit 100 home runs.
Here's my thing.
Run a fucking a mile in an hour.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is if it...
You're making a lot of references to being dirty tonight, nah, seriously. Bro. Pointing that out.
Seriously, if you have a dog...
You dirty boy.
If these athletes...
I have a dirty mind.
If these athletes...
Bro,
right?
I want everything dirty, bro.
If these athletes have a professional doctor watching over them, and it isn't like a kid 17 years old just doing it. Like, it's professionally done. It's handled. They're being watched. Why can't they take performing-enhancing drugs?
No, I agree. That's the argument.
It's their body.
It's a use versus abuse thing. You know, that's really what the issue is. It's not that they're bad for you in them in itself because, you know, through a doctor's care. No, they're not. You know, the research is there. You know, where are the dead bodies? Like people say, how come all these baseball players aren't... They're still alive, a lot of these guys.
Yeah. I mean, the wrestlers are dead, but I think they were doing steroids.
The wrestlers, they were doing blow. They were, come on.
Andre the Giant documentary.
Oh, we could talk about, yeah, we could talk about the wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what we should do? We should get in touch with Joe. Joe could get him to a doctor.
No? Where's that from?
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. Yes. He's a good doctor.
It's funny. I thought for a second you were doing the Wolf.
He's the best doctor.
The Wolf. What are we doing
the Wolf,
on time?
Very similar.
5 minutes? Oh, not at all.
You didn't have to say it.
Keep it flowing.
Keep it flowing, Rob.
Well, that's the first timer, you know. What do you want me to do?
It's okay.
I'm under the gun now. You know what I mean?
What else, Rob? You have anything else to talk about?
Yeah,
come on.
Anything else?
You wanted to talk about True Romance or something? The best scenes or something in the movie?
Well, let me just say from the heart that I love that I have both of you guys still in my life just to get a little sentimental.
Oh, my
for
God.
A second.
You make me cry.
You know what I mean? You know me and Rich cry. We're
I
the
cry.
Only ones that cry.
I don't. Well, I cry all the time.
I'm an open crier.
Yeah. I cry. No, I'm a movie crier. But I always cry.
How can you not
like at the end of
get
Les
mad when you lose, dude? Like, you're not a winner.
Bro, I get so upset, I'm going to cry.
No, seriously. I'm going to cry. Les Miserables, you cry at the end, right?
I've never seen Les
You mean
Miserables.
Les Miserables? Yeah. What is that? What is that, some weird, like, casserole dish? You never had Les Miserables?
Shoot me in the head if
I Are you
if
out
I
of your fucking
that.
Mind?
No, I cry during movies. I don't cry with sports. I mean, that's... Unless, like, if the Mets won the the World Series. When
never
going to
happen.
You saw me cry when the Giants won the Super
I did,
Bowl.
Yeah.
But that's different. But I'm saying, like, when I lose, I don't have that emotion to cry. I wish I did.
I never
cried. My life would be
last
different.
Time I cried over sports, I'll admit it. Liverpool were in the lead in 2013 in the Premier League. They were up by like 9 points with, I believe, 4 games to go. The team behind them had a game in hand. They blew the third game of the season, and everybody knew that that was the end. And okay. I cried.
You cried.
I broke down in tears.
I know you did.
I fell to my
What's
knees.
What's the last movie you cried for?
Ooh. Oh, this is... Damn it.
You can't think? Mine's I would have to assume mine is Forrest Gump.
I remember getting...
at
like,
the end, like when he's at the...
Yeah, but whenever I see the feather and the music, I just break down.
You break down,
yeah. That's the moment
I mean, the
I break
it's
down.
A breakdown
it's
movie.
Jenny, it's
cry.
Forrest that Jenny's great.
Jenny, is that
Jenny was a piece of shit, though.
Whoa.
Jenny was a hooah. She really was
a
hooah.
She
but,
played with Forrest,
whoa,
but
nice.
Forrest's character outshone it all. Forrest showed that... He didn't care about this shit.
No, Jenny was
it.
A free
unconditional
spirit.
Unconditional love.
Jenny was a free
nah,
spirit.
She was.
You on the podcast, we don't talk about girls that.
No, you couldn't tame her.
Oh, for real?
Apologize.
No, that was bad. Yeah.
That was
Do I have
he
to
couldn't
apologize?
Tame her. I agree with your perspective. You know me.
I apologize. I got a little out of line. I got a little carried away.
You got a lot of line.
Yeah. I get very passionate about Forrest.
I know. Forrest Gump's a great movie. Yeah. Chin have won the Oscar that year.
No,
but it was a
come
great
on.
Movie.
Why? Well, what else was
there? Shawshank Redemption or Pulp Fiction?
No, Forrest Gump's a better movie.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
Forrest Gump is a family movie. You can put it on at any time.
Shawshank's the one movie. If it's on TV, I can't shut the movie off. Every time.
Great movie.
That shows
great.
That's the best
but
movie.
Forrest
I can't watch Forrest Gump again.
Is iconic.
I'll probably
is,
never
but,
watch.
But so is Pulp Fiction and so is Shawshank.
No, yeah,
all three of them
Pulp,
are top
yeah.
10.
No,
by
I agree,
the way,
I
all
agree.
Three.
I agree.
But yeah, I mean, of course it was going to win best.
Oh
movie.
Shit! I
yeah.
shot Marvin in the face.
Was so
Gladiator makes me cry.
Gladiator.
When he's in the field and he's
oh,
dying,
yeah,
he sees his wife and son.
That
makes me cry.
Braveheart.
Braveheart doesn't really make
freedom!
Me cry.
Freedom!
I don't know. Forrest comes to last.
I cry at the end of Carlito's Way. Still?
Don't you think when you watch Carlito's Way,
I still think he's going to make it. I still say.
Every time I see that movie, I'm like, Carlito's going to make it this time.
That cocksucker Pachanga,
he's going to make it this time, right? Way too. Don't you still root for that? Isn't it funny? Like, there's certain movies.
Pachanga, bro. What are you doing, bro?
Sorry, Carlito. Sometimes it be that way, Poppy.
Like sometimes. Even like you just always think at the end like they're gonna make it or maybe this time William H. Macy isn't gonna blow his brains out in Boogie Nights.
That scene was so good.
A heartbreaking scene too.
It is, but he had a
that scene
one shot the entire way.
Is that the best coke scene of all time? Boogie
coke
Nights,
scene?
Like
when they're doing blow on the table.
Yeah.
Magnolia makes me cry too. It's not going to stop. I never saw that.
Yeah,
the end when they're singing the song that
Magnolia is pretty great, bro.
It reminds me of me and you when she's doing the coke. She's like, you're so stupid. You're so stupid.
Does it really remind you of me?
Oh, no. Of both of us.
Why?
Well, you know, we've been there.
What, doing coke and then telling myself I'm stupid? This has happened?
I'm saying...
I don't remember that happening.
I thought maybe we both had those moments alone.
I'm trying to think if I was ever in a bathroom doing coke with someone random and then stopped and said...
You're an idiot.
Holy shit.
You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, man.
Or tried to kiss Mark Wahlberg and then got back in my car and said, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. It's weird because I don't remember any of this. It's Vin's History of the World.
Yeah, History of the World. Great movie.
It's good to be the king.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't mean you ever said that. I don't know.
My internal monologue must have been that when I was doing coke.
Yeah. He was wrong. Rick James was wrong. It's not a hell of a drug.
I think my internal dialogue was, where's my dick? When I was doing coke.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
dick?
Probably.
Oh, boy. It's this now. Now Josh. John's going to be. I might not be allowed on the podcast.
What I know you guys normally do like a crazy prop bet thing.
We did our bet about the Sixers and Cavaliers.
Okay.
And let's do. The Mets are going to finish with a better record than the Yankees, too. You want to put $100 on that?
Oh, my God. I think you could just give me money.
I'll give you that money. Come on. Let's do it.
I don't want to take it.
Oh, come on, just do it. Stop being like that. I'll do
50 on the Yankees with a better record.
Okay,
than the
50. Even though it's a minimum of $100, we'll do that.
Oh my God.
Is there a bet we could make?
Kids.
Avengers. Do you think will Avengers beat the Black Panther mark, or you think Black Panther is just?
I don't know, man. The movies are weird now.
Black Panther
I think it was good,
but it was like
you're the only person that said that.
I think it was all right.
I wouldn't say it was terrible, but it wasn't great either.
It was all right.
You thought it was great?
I'm super excited
to see this Avengers movie. I've never been.
I think Thanos is going to be an all-time great character.
Do you think he's a great comic book character?
No, I mean in the comic books, I don't believe.
Is that what happens?
I think he might die in the comics, but he comes. I don't know.
But he comes back as Ghostface.
I don't remember.
Right? Okay, yeah. We're going to wrap up on this. Best Eddie Murphy movie.
Oh my God.
Just say it quick. Come on, off your head. Mine's Trading Places.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, Trading Places, great movie, Christmas movie. Everyone likes to say Die Hard, the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Home Alone.
Trading Places is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. You heard it from me. Show me a better movie than
we'll
that.
We'll have to have you on Christmas time next
show
year.
Show me a better movie for Christmas, for
and
the
what,
holidays.
What's yours?
Wow, about the holidays.
Rich, the way you said that, you just completely changed my mind.
I just changed
what's
your
yours?
Mind, bro.
No, the best Eddie Murphy movie?
Yeah.
He's going to say Delirious.
That's not a movie.
Come
that's
on,
one of the greatest stand-ups, though.
We're wrapping this up.
Beverly Hills Cop 3. I love
three.
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
God.
I swear to God, I love it.
Okay, well, you know what?
What the fuck was that? Wonderworld.
It's great.
Okay, we're ending on this. I hope everyone had a good time this week. John, I am so sorry.
I'm sorry, John.
I'm going to come through with the soccer.
Next week, we will be talking about sports. None of this garbage. And I hope you had a good time. If I was a betting man.
Yeah. Iggy.